Om Shanti. 28 July 2019, Saturday. Slogan: to the extent that you have godly intoxication in your intellect, let there be just as much humility in your actions. To the extent that you have godly intoxication, Ishwariya Nasha, in your intellect, let there be just as much humility in your actions. Baba is talking about intoxication, that is Nasha, godly intoxication. So as much intoxication you have, the same amount of humility you should have in your actions. And this intoxication is in the intellect. So to the extent that you have godly intoxication in your intellect, let there be just as much humility in your actions. When one is intoxicated, that is seen from the surface. When one is intoxicated, there are certain signs. For example, when somebody is drunk, how does it look like? When somebody is drunk, how does it look like? His eyes are red. He staggers. His gait is unsteady. His gait is unsteady. Then he doesn't talk sense. His speech is incoherent. Speech is not coherent. He talks anything, nonsensical things. He is aggressive, belligerent. He fights with people. He shouts. He's not under his own control. Chal is gait. So he is not under his own control. So when somebody is intoxicated, you can see from the surface, he will sleep on the table in the bar. He will spill over the drinks, or he will fall down in some ditch or in some place. So these are the signs of a person who is drunk. So this stage of spiritual drunkenness, this stage of spiritual intoxication, spiritual inebriation, Baba says this is known as godly intoxication. Just as those people are intoxicated, you are also intoxicated. But there is a difference in your intoxication and their intoxication. There are different types of people who are intoxicated in the world. Some people are intoxicated with drinks, alcohol, drugs. Some people are intoxicated with wealth. Some people are intoxicated with lust. Some people are intoxicated with wandering here and there. That is known as wanderlust. Some people are intoxicated with health, physical health. Some people are intoxicated with post, position. Post and position. So various types of intoxications are existing in the world. So even there is one more intoxication which is spiritual devotees. They are intoxication with devotion. They are intoxicated with devotion. Devotion is also a sort of intoxication. There are people who are intoxicated with science, people who are intoxicated with politics, and people who are intoxicated with religion. So various types of intoxications exist in the world. Baba says yours is godly intoxication. So godly intoxication means we are intoxicated. What does intoxication mean? Intoxication means, nasha means, when one is full, it is an overwhelming of some emotions, extreme happiness, extreme rapture, extreme pleasure, in exhilaration, conditions of extreme happiness, they are known as intoxications. So we are godly intoxicated. Why? What are our intoxications? What are our intoxications? How is that we are intoxicated? Or you can say, what are our fortunes? Or you can say, what are our attainments? Or you can say, what are our treasures? So when you get fortune, you get treasures, or you get attainments. Bhagya prapti khazana. When you get all of these three things, you get intoxicated. So our greatest intoxication is we have got a huge list of intoxications. We got God. To find God is the greatest intoxication. The whole world is searching Him, and we have found who He is. To meet God is the intoxication. To speak with God, to stay with God, to be with Him, to move in His company, to be under His canopy. These are the list of intoxications. So our intoxication center is Baba or God. We live with Him, we move with Him. Our life is, we are spending with Him. So that is the one of the greatest intoxication, that we are not alone. He is with us at every point of time. So our greatest intoxication is God Himself. What else? Tell at least 50 intoxications. This was first. Amritvela. To have supersensuous bliss at Amritvela is the greatest intoxication. And that's why to miss Amritvela and to miss the divine bliss, the divine joy, the divine rapture, the divine happiness of Amritvela is a great sign of misfortune. And those souls who keep on missing Amritvela every now and then, gradually their graph of intoxication comes down and they feel unhappy. Our greatest intoxication is Amritvela. Because in this Amritvela, we fill ourselves with powers. And what is needed for the soul throughout the day? Powers. Powers are needed. Without powers, Maya defeats you. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, there is a tug of war going on between you and Maya. Kasham Kasha. There is a tug of war. Maya is pulling you this side and God is pulling you on this side. So there is a tug of war. So you need powers. And without Amritvela, you cannot become powerful. And you are defeated so many times throughout the day. And when there is a defeat, there is a sorrow, there is unhappiness. So our greatest intoxication is meeting God at Amritvela. Our greatest intoxication is to experience His company, to have all relationships with Him. That is the greatest intoxication. In tomorrow's Murli, Baba talked about relationships. Three things. One is love, second is relationships, and third is service. These are the three gifts that Baba has received. But then, three questions here, and four questions here. If you love Baba, do you love him all the time? If you love him, do you love him alone, or you love him and there are other people also you love? What is the quality of love? If you have all relationships with him, what is the time? All the time or sometimes? If you love him, have all the relationship, it's 50% or 100%. If it is a relationship, all relationships with him, to what extent do you have all the relationships with him? Or sometimes the intellect goes to the laukik, or you are keeping the balance between laukik and alaukik in relationships with Baba. In seva, are you doing seva with all mind, body, mind, wealth, mind, speech, actions, all the six ways you are clearing, having the accounts with him? Or sometimes you are doing service, sometimes you are not doing service, or when there is a mood, that time you do service, and when you are not in the mood, that times you don't do the service. How, to what extent you are doing the service? So different questions Baba has asked. These are the gifts you are receiving, Baba. Baba is the only person who receives such gift. This is his intoxication. But then, this also is number wise. To what extent I love him? To what extent I have all relationships with him? And to what extent I serve him? How I serve him? With what intensity I serve him? With what intensity I have all relationships with him? What intensity I love him? So, our greatest intoxication is Amrit Vela. So, have all relationships with him in Amrit Vela. Practice spiritual drills at Amrit Vela. Become bodiless at Amrit Vela. Experience the soul world at Amrit Vela. Experience the subtle world at Amrit Vela. Experience the golden age at Amrit Vela. See the five forms at Amrit Vela. Experience the worship worthy form at Amrit Vela. In today's Murli Baba said, you are what? Kalangi Dhar. Kalangi Dhar means the one who is blamed initially and then who becomes worship worthy. So you are the ones whom people have accused, and they will accuse you, they will put kalang, they will put blames on you, blemishes on you. False charges would be leveled against you. Unless and until you become Kalangi Dhar, you cannot become Puj. So Kalangi Dhar means one who is blamed, one who is accused. Then you become worship worthy. So intoxication is of Amrit Vela. The second intoxication is the intoxication of Murli. It's a godly knowledge. God is teaching. This is the only college where you get such teachings. Yesterday's Murli. This is the only college where God teaches you. So who is teaching you? What he is teaching you? This is the greatest of all the knowledge in the world. So Murli is the greatest form of intoxication, because we are those gopis and gopis. We are those cowherd boys and cowherd girls of Vrindavan who were intoxicated with the flute, who were intoxicated with the melody, who were intoxicated with that harmony, with that chorus singing, with that celestial sound of flute. So Murli is our greatest intoxication. So the highest attention should be paid to Murli, churning of Murli, reading Murli, understanding Murli, discussing Murli, writing. Our third intoxication is food. Such food nobody can get in the world. This is a very pure food. Why it is pure? Because it is cooked by the pure soul. Why it is pure? Why it is pure? Because it is first offered as bhog to Baba. Why it is pure? Why this food is pure? Because it is prepared in the remembrance of God. Why it is pure? Intention is pure. Why it is pure? Why this food is pure? Where it is prepared? A place. The souls who are preparing are pure. The intention with it is prepared is pure. The place where it is getting prepared is pure. The methodology with which it is prepared is pure. Why it is pure? Because the one for whom it is getting prepared, he is the purest of the pure. He is the ocean of purity. That's why it is pure. Why it is pure? Because this food is mixed with the vibrations of purity from above. Why this food is pure? Because the wealth with which it is getting prepared is pure wealth. It's Pavitra Dhan. That's why this food is pure. Why this food is pure? Why this food is pure?
Because of hidden cost is pure.
Hidden?
Cost.
Okay, the money that we said already. The money is pure, that's why food is pure. What else? Why it is pure? Because it is sattvic. In the sense, it is not rajoguni. In the sense, it is not tamoguni. In the sense, the type of food, the quality of food, it is not stale. It's not non-vegetarian. It's not garlic and onion. It's not belonging to the category of the food prepared by the worldly soul. That's why it is pure. Why it is pure? What else? It's really pure because it is not mixed with pebbles, stones, dust. That is why also it is pure. Why it is pure? Why the food is pure? You should have at least 10 answers for every question of Gyan, minimum. That what is churning of Gyan is all about. For every question, you should have minimum 10 answers. Then only your churning starts. Otherwise, churning is just in infancy. So this Brahma Bhojan is pure. Why? Okay, so it's Bhandara of God. It is pure. Why? It's okay. Environment of pure vibrations. Why it is pure? Oh, because there is a tyag, there is a renunciation, there is a hidden penance, tapasya hidden there in this food. So this food is very, very pure, very, very sacred. This pure is sacrosanct. This food has blessings. This food has medicine, dua and dava. Two things together working. And this food is prepared by the hard works. So many mothers. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, these mothers sustain you and it is your responsibility to sustain these mothers. This is a destroyer of sorrow, Dukha Bhanjak. This food is a destroyer of sorrow. You can go and read the board. 18th February 1988, Avyakta Murli. This is a Dukha Bhanjak Bhojan. This is a food which is prepared not by one person. So many are contributing to it. So many mothers are contributing to it. So many brothers are contributing to this food. And this food is out of the hard works of so many souls. That's why this is a very pure food. So our greatest intoxication is food. Then our greatest intoxication is karma yoga, is seva. His service is our intoxication. We have the intoxication. We are serving the whole world. We are converting this planet Earth into heaven. This is our greatest intoxication. is not it. So it is our intoxication. Service is our intoxication. Then yoga is our intoxication. The yoga which we are doing, nobody knows this yoga. This is the Raja Yoga. This is the king of all the yogas. This is the supreme amongst all the yogas that are existing in the world. So this is the greatest of all the yogas. That is why we are intoxicated. What else? Relationships. Our relationships are divine. Our relationships are pure. Our relationships are very, very detached. And such alaukik, such pure, such sacrosanct. Such spiritual relationships, such platonic relationships. In English, they say platonic. Platonic means non-physical. They are not physical. They are spiritual relationships. Then, what is our intoxication? This Brahmin family. This family is the intoxication. This is Prabhu Parivar. Every soul is great here. Every soul is a leader here. Every soul is a spiritual giant here. Every soul is a spiritualist. Every soul is a selected, chosen, elected soul. God selected, God elected, and God chosen soul. So intoxication of the family. Intoxication of this yajna, this sacrificial fire. We are the Brahmins who have created this sacrificial fire. So this is one of the greatest intoxication. So intoxication of yajna. Intoxication of family. Intoxication of purity. We are the purest souls in the world. Why? I said every question you should have 10 answers. We are the purest souls, Dheeraj bhai. Why are we pure? Why our purity is the greatest in the world? Sannyasis are also pure. A child is also pure. Worldly kumaris are also pure. But Baba says you are the purest, holiest. Why? Because our purity is as per Srimad. Why we are pure? Our purity is based on knowledge, Gyan. This is Gyan oriented purity. Why we are purest soul in the world? Why we are the purest soul in the world? Our very original nature is purity, because once upon a time, when there was heaven on earth, we used to rule this planet earth. We were the rulers of the planet once upon a time. And that time we were extremely pure. And the purity was lost and the purity is regained. So paradise lost, paradise regained. There's a book, John Milton's Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. So, we are pure because we have inherited purity from God Himself. It is He Himself who has come and pumped the pure sanskars into the soul. It is He who is pumping purity. Who is imbibing, who is making the soul imbibe this purity. So this purity is God-given purity. That's why it is very, very powerful. This is not an ordinary purity. This is not a bookish purity. This is not a purity which is borrowed from somewhere. This is not a purity which is stolen from somewhere. This is not a purity which is snatched away from somebody. This is our very original nature. Nija Swarup. Very nature of the soul is purity. That's why we are very pure. So, purity is our intoxication. What else? Ancestors. So, different self-respects. Okay. Because that's why we are pure. What are the other things? Intoxications of Brahmins. What other intoxication you have? Madhuban is one of the greatest intoxication. We are all the residents of Madhuban. So, Madhuban is the greatest form of intoxication. Which is this land? This is the land where God has kept His foot. This is the land where He Himself has arrived. This is the land which is so much dear to Him. So, we are staying in Madhuban. We all are residents of Madhuban. That is the greatest form of intoxication. And Madhuban does not have geographical definition. Madhuban doesn't mean something which is in Rajasthan, in Sirohi, which is in Mount Abu. Madhuban is not restricted to this. Madhuban is a non-geographical area. Any place where there is purity is Madhuban. Any place where godly versions are related is Madhuban. Any place where souls are remembering Baba is Madhuban. Any place, Madhuban is a place without walls. Madhuban is a place without boundaries. It is the limitless. It is a boundaryless. Any place where godly versions are discussed is Madhuban. So Madhuban has got a very mammoth, gigantic Himalayan definition. Madhuban is not an ordinary thing. So we are intoxicated that we are residents of Madhuban. So Baba is saying in today's blessing, as much as intoxication you have, definitely you will have humility in your actions. You cannot become arrogant with such intoxication. Those intoxications make people arrogant, but this is a divine intoxication. This is a celestial intoxication. This is a platonic intoxication. This is spiritual intoxication. So such spiritual intoxications make you humble. Om Shanti.